Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, time to talk some TV and movies with our friend Nick Johnston. He writes for Vanyaland.com, and he is fresh off the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. How's it feel to be back on the East Coast, Nick?
I'm doing well, Kevin. I've got good news for you, and that's that I arrived back in Boston encased in a giant block of ice, but somehow they've managed to, I think they what they did with the hospital was they took 40 different, like I think 400 packs of hot hands and just surrounded me with them. And it defrosted me. I feel like a rotisserie chicken right now.
Nice. Yeah, it must have been cold out there.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. 10 degrees and 30-mile-an-hour winds. Ain't nothing like Park City.
Wow.
But Sundance was a lovely time. There's a lot of good films coming out this year, and I'll keep you posted when they start coming up. We've got one Sundance title coming out in theaters this week, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Brandon Cronenberg's Infinity Pool. Which is, yeah, that's the son of David Cronenberg, who is in a Freudian competition with his father to make see who can make the grossest stuff and put it onto film. And this is about couple that goes to a bizarre hotel in some weird futuristic alternate universe, and just horrible things happen. I mean, you know how it's going to go with a Cronenberg movie. There's going to be people. It's going to be blood everywhere. There's going to be a lot of nasty stuff. You're going to wonder how this movie didn't get an NC-17, and trust me, so is the MPAA, because I'm pretty sure the last three movies Brandon Cronenberg has directed, they've started out, they've gotten an NC-17, he submitted maybe a minute of cuts, and suddenly they're appropriate for general consumption.
Yeah.
But it stars Alexander Skarsgård and Mia Goth, and if you look on the internet, if you look at Neon's Twitter feed, they're the distributor. You can see a wonderful photo in which Mia Goth is walking Alexander Skarsgård around on a leash. And yes, that is exactly what kind of crazy nonsense you'll get up to if you ever go to Park City yourself. So anyhow, Infinity Pool hits theaters on Friday. And yeah, I recommend checking this one out. I haven't seen it just yet, but I will say, the whole reason I didn't see it was because coming out in theaters on Friday. You only got so much time up there to see stuff. And, you know, I try to prioritize the things that will both get views, but also be potentially things that you wouldn't know about so I can write about them.
Yeah, but exactly.
In the staying at home side, for those in need of potentially avoiding the crappy winter weather we're about to have in the Northeast, we have a new streaming movie and a new streaming television series, both which are pretty star-studded, if you ask me. We'll do the movie first, and it's a Netflix release from Kenya Barris, who you might remember as the creator and director of ABC's Black-ish and also the director of Coming to America 2.
Oh, yeah.
It's a movie called You People, and it stars Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill and a whole famous cast of characters. It's a modern-day sort of, I would say it's more like a James L. Brooks kind of movie. Not necessarily melodramatic in that same way, but more in like, let's do a survey of all the issues with race and culture and everything else surrounding, you know, a interracial couple that comes together and meets the parents, right?
Yeah.
Jonah Hill plays the hapless fellow who wanders into this situation. And Eddie Murphy plays his soon-to-be father-in-law, and boy, it looks pretty funny. I'm always down for some Eddie Murphy stuff. I saw him for the first in person when he did Dolomite Is My Name at TIFF, and he took the stage, and I tell you what, after that movie, you know, after everyone laughed their way through it and had a ball, you know, he came on stage and got a standing ovation, and man, he looked touched.
Yeah.
And I've always liked Eddie Murphy, and even when he was doing the worst stuff possible.
Right, yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, there's a still image somewhere of a giant promotional Eddie Murphy head they did for Meet Dave being towed around on a semi tractor trailer, and it's hilarious. I mean, can you imagine that? Walking into just seeing, just, you know, you're driving to work, eating a breakfast burrito, and the next thing you know, you look up and you see Eddie Murphy's giant face staring down at you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a giant paper mache Eddie Murphy head. And that's probably, that is one way to make you wonder if you're having an acid flashback or not. Anyway, so that comes out on Netflix on Friday. And I believe it's also showing in some theaters as well, but you know how Netflix is with that stuff. Unless you, you know, are scouring the pages of your local newspaper for movie listings or going on Fandango or whatever, they're not going to tell you that it's in theaters. They're just going to make sure you go to the app.
Right.
Yep. And finally, we've got a fun sounding Apple TV Plus show. It's a comedy. I guess we're going from horror to funny today. It's a 9-episode series entitled Shrinking. It stars Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. And it's about a therapist who, you know, suffers a major loss in his life and decides that he's just going to do what he can to be as direct and honest with every single person in his life, including his patients. And it leads him to some sticky situations, but it also transforms his life for the better. And so if you had Harrison Ford is in a Jason Segel comedy on your bingo card for potential projects in the works, well, I guess it's about as likely as him as Harrison Ford playing Red Hulk in the next Captain America movie. And well, that's happening. So, yeah. Anyhow, it looks cute. It looks like a really sweet little show. And I think it'll really scratch that niche for the people who really like that kind of stuff that Apple is putting out, you know, the high prestige, you know, value, you know, the big production value, you know, sort of sweet comedy. And they had an impressive showing at Sundance this year with a lot of different really fascinating titles. I mean, honestly, it's a wonder. I really am appreciating actually their approach to like documentary stuff. There was a great documentary about Michael J. Fox that screened at the festival this year. And but they've sort of got the lockdown on heartwarming and whatnot, yet kind of funny as well.
Yeah, that seems to be a thing with streaming now, is like the high quality comedies, like you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but I think it's because everyone's just gotten so darn tired of the you know, faux documentary format.
Right.
It worked really well for Modern Family and The Office and everything, but I think we're sort of moving to a new age of either traditional filmmaking work or maybe even a multi-camera sitcom. Who knows?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, let's bring back the multi-camera sitcom. Let's get this stuff in front of a live studio audience.
I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, that just to mention, that comes out on Apple TV Plus on Friday.
All right, perfect. We got some great stuff this week. Thanks so much, Nick. And now that you're back from Park City, I'm sure you're going to be checking out more stuff as we talk to you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still making my way through the Sundance catalog. It was a strange festival this year, and the fact that it was still a hybrid festival, there were only 10 features that were not available online, that were exclusive to in-person stuff. And guess who found that out the minute he touched down in Park City?
You did.
Yes, exactly. So
that's funny.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep you posted if there's anything cool coming up from the festival lineup, and I'm sure there will be. I'm sure there's going to be. There are a couple things I know already that have distribution that are coming out in the next 2 or 3 months. People really should look forward to. But yeah, anyhow,
awesome.
I'm going to go soak in really hot water for the next hour.
Nice, Nick Johnston. You can read his stuff at vinyland.com. Thank you so much, Nick. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, Kevin.